My friends, let us move on to the last chapter of this book, Retail Selling Skills. Here we will talk about online retail selling, a brief look at the learning objectives, understand the concept of online retailing and social media, explore the role social media play in consumer purchase decisions, identify methods to use social media to generate and improve sales, look at negative social media and how it should be encountered effectively. We will be covering these topics in the chapter Online Retail Selling, Concept of Online Retail Selling, How Social Media Affects Consumer Purchase Decisions, Using Social Media Effectively, and Handling Negative Social Media. So what is online retail? Let us understand the concept. Online retail is selling products and or services over digital networks. It could be online, it could be through a website, it could be through an app. Online retail selling is synonymous with D2C transaction, that is, it is a business to customer transaction. Today, online retail selling has become the buzzword. It has caught on so well that many brick and mortar retailers have also started using websites to reach a wider consumer base. E-tailing, or online retail as it is called, has resulted in the development of e-tailware. What is e-tailware? It is a software tool for creating online catalogs and managing the business of e-tailing. A new trend which has caught on very well is the price comparison site that can quickly compare prices from a number of different e-tailers and link you to them. So any customer who wants to buy, be it online or offline through a store, will first check online as to what is the product variety available, what are the various prices, various options, who are the various retailers selling that product, whether offline or online, and they will quickly compare the prices being offered by these different retailers vis-a-vis the benefits or the promotions that are on offer, and only then will the aware consumer of today decide which retailer to buy it from. Let us look at this graph. It shows us how the concept of online retailing has caught on over the years. So this on the x-axis is the time and on the y-axis is the volume in million dollars, showing how the acceptance of online retail selling has increased over the past few years. In India, e-commerce is growing rapidly. There are 250 million internet users and 900 million mobile subscribers. Therefore, the concept of online retail selling and buying is only going to expand further. Realizing this, even traditionally offline retailers are choosing to enter the online wars. They are also now wanting to be online to get a bigger pie of the customer base. Even luxury retailers today are scrambling to be online so that they are able to access customers across different geographic regions. Let us briefly understand the advantages of online retail. What are the advantages of buying online vis-a-vis buying from a physical store? Buying online drastically reduces the length of the supply chain. How is that possible? It is because online retail eliminates the distributor, the dealer, as well as the wholesaler. Therefore, the manufacturer or producer is able to sell directly to the end customer, thereby reducing the costs incurred, which can then be passed on to the customer. So not only is the length of the supply chain reducing, also reducing the time taken for distribution. It is reducing or eliminating the middlemen, thereby reducing the costs. Therefore, online retail is a win-win situation for both the manufacturer, the retailer, as well as the customer, who gets the same product online at a lesser price and faster. No geographical limitations. Online retail does not have any geographical limitations. The ability to order products from around the world, as majority of online retailers ship to many different locations. So these retailers can ship to any country, and sitting at home you can order products from any country. That is the beauty of online retail. Convenience. Incredible convenience is a huge plus point for online retail. In comparison to a brick and mortar store which has fixed hours, online shoppers can choose any time of the day or night to be on the website and shop. So there is convenience, there is no time limit, there is no Saturday working or Sunday holiday or night or morning. You can shop anytime as per your convenience. Price comparisons. Price comparisons are possible online. Even if the product is being sold offline in a store, it is possible to compare the prices being offered by different stores. That is a big advantage of online retail. Customers have the ability to compare prices from hundreds of different vendors or retailers. Another huge advantage of online retail is the infinite choice. It gives you huge variety. In a store, shelf space is limited, therefore variety is limited. But online, there is no shelf space. Pictures of all products that are on offer are put onto the website, and the customer can browse through all of them and decide which product he wants to buy. So there is no limit on the choice or variety on offer. Online retail allows easy access to customer reviews. So a customer has bought a product. You may not even know that customer, but it is possible to access their feedback or reviews online. So there are many websites which will give you feedback of customers, people you don't even know, but you are able to connect to them and get their opinion on the product, on the price, on the retail experience, and the performance of the product. This is applicable, and you can see examples of even in travel industry, where the product is not a tangible product, where the service that is being given is varying from one customer to another. But it is possible to check online through various travel sites and get the feedback of different people. So sitting in your home, you know exactly what a traveler from Europe experienced when he went to, let's say, Mauritius. So you know what was their experience. You know how he rated the hotel he stayed in, or how he rated the places of interest he visited. So this easy access to customer reviews is a big benefit of online retail. The customer can therefore make more informed decisions and purchases. No pressure. When you go to a brick and mortar store, the salesperson will try and pressurize the customer to close a sale. But online, there is no such pressure. There is no unethical selling. Ease. Yes, it is easy to find a product online than to look for it in a store. No rent. Online, there is no rent. Yes, you do pay a certain amount to create a website. So you would probably engage a website designer and have somebody who will constantly update your website. But this cost is much less compared to the rent that the retailer has to pay for a physical store. Today, rents are huge and good locations for stores are very few. So, online selling gives a big advantage to people where rent does not have to be paid, and therefore it reduces the overheads. So people or smaller companies or individuals can buy and sell from their home. There is a huge impact on this in decreasing the unemployment rate, and it has led to a lot of entrepreneurship, a lot of small startups coming up where they are able to work from the confines of their home or even a small office. This illustration beautifully recaps the benefits of online shopping. Best prices and deals, less time consuming, very convenient, open 24/7, offers more variety. Therefore, online shopping has never been so much fun. Now let us look at the impact of online retail. If you see this graph, it shows e-growth, which is online retail sales, that increased sixfold during the past decade. You can see how the graph is jumping. It is actually scaling new heights. This one shows social media recommendations and consumer behavior. It shows how social media is impacting our lives. Smartphone owners use their devices in stores to check prices. Nearly 72% use Facebook to make their retail or restaurant decisions. Half of consumers have tried a new brand due to recommendations on social media. So this slide is showing us the impact that online retail has in our daily lives. Let's move on to the next section, which talks about multi-channel or omni-channel retail. As the name suggests, multi-channel retail is about using a number of channels that simultaneously for the retail activity or for the selling for one retail organization. Multi-channel retailing gives customers the ability to use either a call center, a website, and in-store options to make, adjust, cancel, or return orders. So multi-channel retailing means use of many options or channels, whether it is on in-store, it is online, it is through the use of a call center, to buy and sell. The concept of multi-channel retailing gives customers flexibility to browse inside the store, then purchase online or vice versa. So the biggest USP of omnichannel retail is that it gives the customer flexibility of deciding whether they want to buy via an online website or whether they want to go to a store and buy, or they want to buy through an app on their mobile phone. Accessing multiple channels to execute a purchase. This means that all channels work seamlessly to support the brand as well as the retail experience of the customer. So the channels have to work in a very integrated manner, in a seamless manner, so that the customer does not feel the difference between one channel or the other. Let us look at this beautiful illustration, which depicts the concept of multi-channel retail. Lines between offline and online shopping experiences are blurring. So now it is difficult to classify a retail experience as purely online or purely offline. They are mixed. How mixed? Let's look at that. 44%, huge amount, will research online and buy products online. So 44% people buy online. 17% visit a store first and then purchase online. We also have the other way around, where 51% will first research online and then visit a store to purchase. 32% of the consumers will research online and then they visit a store to view the product, after which they come back and purchase it online. Which is why we said the lines between offline and online shopping experiences are blurred. People are going or jumping from one channel to the other in whichever way they find it more convenient. Therefore, the concept of multi-channel retailing is being hugely accepted by customers today. This trend involves internet, it involves mobile phones, smartphones, tablets, and many other digital technologies. So, as technologies evolve and progress, this concept will only expand further. Companies must build a singular communication strategy. So even though there are multiple channels being used by a retail organization, that company has to ensure that they are using one single communication strategy for all these channels. Otherwise, the customer will get very confused because the online communication strategy will be different from the offline one. The pricing may be different, which is again a big challenge for multi-channel retail. Many touch points are used in multi-channel retail. It could be a call center. It could be direct mail or catalogs. It could be internet, the mobile phone, physical selling through a store, and social media. So you can see how many different channels are being used to be in touch with the target customer. Since the concept of multi-channel retail is being accepted widely and it does have its share of challenges, the sales personnel must become familiar with this new exciting method of selling online, and they must learn to incorporate these new methods of selling into their sales strategies to be able to remain competitive. So the salesperson also has to evolve with time. He has to understand the concept of omnichannel retailing. He has to know what are the various channels my retail organization sells through. How do you sell? What is the communication strategy for each of these channels? And how I, as a salesperson, will integrate each of these channels into the selling experience for the customer. Moving on to the next section of this chapter, how does social media affect consumer purchase decisions? We all know social media has become a huge part of our daily lives, be it Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, Pinterest. These are various channels of the social media. We use each of these channels. And a lot of the consumers today spend a huge amount of time every day on some social media or the other. What is social media? How do we define it? Social media is a form of interactive media, so it is interactive, by which users can communicate and share information with each other through posts, content, photos, or videos. So again, the key word here is interactive media, which is used to communicate, and you can share information through posts, which is written content, or it could be through visual clips, it could be through pictures also. Message boards, forums, blogs, YouTube, these are all forms of social media. YouTube has mainly videos, but you have forums and blogs which have more content and you can put your posts and opinion and comments over there. Social media has become a main method of communicating today, not only for the younger generation, but even for the older generation. Let us look at how social media affects consumer purchase decisions. Here we have the social consumer who loves to be on social media and likes to buy through social media. 53% consumers use Facebook to interact with a brand. So any brand who is online has to be on social media also, because 53% people use Facebook to interact with the brand. 40% liked a product on Facebook. So if the retailer is on Facebook, there are chances that his visibility is definitely going to be much more. 20% consumers use Facebook to research products at least once a week. Irrespective of what is the product category, 20% people are researching on social media at least once a week about that product category. 42% wrote an online post about a product or a brand. This product or brand could be any product. It could be a service, it could be a restaurant, it could be a hospital, it could be a travel agency. So that is the scope of social media, and that is why the impact on customers is so huge. A huge 33% wrote a product review online. So many people are today writing product reviews online. They are giving feedback, and based on that feedback, people are buying products or not buying products if it is a negative feedback. Social media is an additional tool of selling today. It is the new word of mouth. We have talked about word of mouth publicity. It is a huge tool of selling and of marketing. Today, we have what is called the e-word of mouth, which means online or e-tailing word of mouth, where spreading is faster. Why faster? Because it is spreading via social media. It is online. And when one person posts a picture, it is viewed by all the people on their friend list. If one person puts a comment, it is viewed by all the 100, 200, 500 people who are there on their friend list. So e-word of mouth is faster and is definitely catching up faster. How does the concept of social media work? How does it affect the consumer's purchase decisions? Social media, as the name suggests, is social, which means it is driven by and built on strong personal relationships and ties. It is about people and interactions between people. We hold our family and friends in high esteem. Therefore, their opinions influence us tremendously. It matters to us what our people surrounding us or our friends and family think about a certain product or a certain brand. Consumers are most likely to develop a preference towards products and brands that their friends and family like. So if your friend is liking a certain product on Facebook, you will definitely look it up. You may not need that product at that point in time, but later when you need the product, you will recollect that you had seen a friend purchase that product, and you will immediately go back to that friend and find out their experience about buying the product and about using that product. And since these people are your social connections and they have no benefit in recommending or in criticizing a particular brand or product, we tend to believe them more. That is why social media is affecting our purchase decisions. Social media helps establish trust in the company, that brand or product, even before the customer begins to interact with the salespeople. So actually, social media is, like we said, it is word of mouth publicity. Even before the customer can reach the store, he has an idea through social media about that brand or that company. Most retailers are using social media sites to connect with customers and monitor feedback. So the retailers have also become very smart. They are using social media. They are on Facebook. They are on various social media applications, be it Twitter or LinkedIn. And that is how they are connecting with the customers and monitoring their feedback. The process of influencing purchase decision starts like this. First is the peer influence. This is the influence from our peer group, our family, our friends. The next step is the normative intent. As the term suggests, normative means where you want to conform to the norms of a group. In this case, the peer group or your immediate family. Identification of the product or brand, compliance, and purchase intent. So in the end, is the purchase intent is generated, and that is how the social media is affecting or influencing the purchase intent. Role of social media in affecting consumer purchase decisions can be divided into two broad categories. One is personal recommendations, which are comments regarding the product by friends and family and are highly influential. The other category is media and celebrity endorsements. Here, what bloggers write and what social media opinion leaders write about a brand or a product can really affect its success, because this is applicable especially for fashion products, because a lot of celebrities use and endorse fashion products or cosmetics and accessories. And what social media is writing, what bloggers are writing, what opinion leaders are writing makes a huge impact on the purchase decisions of the people who are on social media. Style setting and propagation. When a photograph of a specific product or style is shared on social media and it is liked by many people, then all those people are interested. They are stirring up the interests of people on their social media sites, on their friend lists, and therefore it all ends up leading to increase in sales for that style or product. A retail company or brand feedback. Social media can create a positive information sharing for a brand or a retail company. Online activity. This will give you an idea of how much activity is happening online in various social media elements. 37% people visited a brand's website on a mobile phone. So mobile apps or m-commerce is also very well established, and this is also growing to grow in a big way. 8% tweeted about a brand or an experience with a brand. So there are people who are on Twitter who are writing about their experience with a particular brand. 55%, a huge 55% of consumers liked a brand on Facebook. So that is the a reflection of the power of social media. 23% scanned a QR code or a quick response code. These are codes which are available when you are buying or you want to buy a particular product. It is a small square with a black and white code on it. 26% downloaded a mobile app of a brand. 10% followed a brand on Twitter. So we said 55% liked a brand on Facebook and 10% followed a brand on Twitter. 31% purchased a coupon through a website. So you can see how much activity is happening on various social media platforms. Let us move on to the next section, which talks about how to use social media effectively. Social media today has ensured that the customers are well informed, they are well read, they can compare prices online, and they have researched about the product they want to buy. This means that the salesperson has to be so much smarter. The salesperson should have more information than the customer. The salesperson have to offer the consumer more than just product information, because product information is already online. It is easily available and accessible. Therefore, salespeople have to be able to add value to the customer, which is more than what the online systems can do for the customer. Salespeople must educate customers about the advantages of their product. This is something which may not be available online. Sales team should be familiar with the retailer's social media efforts and know how to use these initiatives to increase sales. So salesperson has to be aware of the online strategy or the social media strategy that the retailer is following and use that to the advantage of increasing sales. Today, most large retailers have a social media strategy. The salesperson should be familiar with it. Retailers and salespeople can also use blogs to communicate and sell indirectly. Salespeople can tap into social networks daily to engage clients. So salespeople should also be trained to be on social media and connect with clients, especially on LinkedIn or in a B2B selling situation. It is a very effective method of engaging clients. Let us look at the social media sales funnel. I am sure you are all very well aware of the sales funnel or the marketing funnel concept. It is a funnel, as you can see, it is like an inverted pyramid where the quantity keeps reducing. What does the social media sales funnel do for a brand or a retailer? It helps in populating the top of the sales funnel by the use of social media. This means that at the top of the sales funnel, so that's our sales funnel, at the top, you have been able to generate more interest, more customers, because of the fact that the retailer is visible on social media. So you could have Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, or any of these social platforms generating visibility for the retailer and getting more traffic to the blog or website of the retailer. So that is how social media is helping the retailers generate more visibility to help them get more hits or more visits to their blog or website. Today, 80% of customers expect retailers or businesses to be active on social media. The awareness is achieved through repeat visibility and engagement, which is what we just saw in the previous slide, that awareness was being created, was being achieved because of repeat visibility and engagement of customers via various social media platforms. Here, the retailer has to create compelling content that he will then share on the social networks. The content has to be compelling, it has to be interesting, so that it is able to grab the attention of the target customer. A smart retailer can use social media to break the ice with new customers. So to start interacting with the new customer, he can use social media and then tap into social networks for warmer referrals. This means you already have one contact on a social network and then you tap into the contacts of this contact, and therefore you get a referral, but a warmer referral, which means the chances of sales will increase by almost 200 to 400%. You can catch new opportunities, which in this case means customers, with social media. Follow a multi-channel strategy by posting relevant content. So the retailer has to follow a multi-channel strategy, which means he is online, he has his own website or a blog, and he is also on various social platforms, wherein for each social platform the content could be different. It could be different for Facebook, it could be different for Twitter, it could be different for LinkedIn. So that changes in the content have to be made so it is relevant to the social network where they are posting. Move on to the next section, handling negative social media. Till now we have only discussed the good points or the positive points of social media and how it is impacting our purchase decisions. But unfortunately, social media does not have any censors or editors. Therefore, people can post any kind of content or information on the internet. This information may be true or it may not be true, but the reader may not be able to differentiate between true or false because they have not been part of that situation. A retailer, therefore, should be prepared to deal with any kind of negative feedback on social media. Now, how the retailer handles this negative social media feedback will either create a new customer or it will drive away a potential customer. So, handling negative feedback on social media is critical to the success of the retailer. Handling positive social media is easy. It is going to give you increased sales, increased visibility. But handling negative social media is very, very difficult. And there has to be a certain way, a certain plan B in mind to handle negative social media as and when it arises. Negative feedback can be made into a positive tool, depending on how the retailer handles it. If it is properly handled, it can become a positive tool and help to transform customers into loyal ones. So do not delete the negative post. This will give the impression that there is something to hide. Instead of deleting this negative post, let people see that you have handled the situation in a positive and a professional manner. How can we handle negative social media? First, keyword, react fast. React fast so that minimum damage is done. We all know social media helps spread information at an exponential speed. We know word of mouth publicity spreads very fast. Therefore, the retailer also has to react fast in order to stop the damage that this negative post is going to do. Don't be on the defensive. You have to address the comment or the negative post very efficiently. If you as a retailer are at mistake, then you must own up and say sorry. This is going to give you more brownie points than just simply deleting that post. Another very good idea is to offer an incentive to the customer who has written that negative post so that the customer himself turns into a repeat customer. He comes back to you saying, yes, this retail organization knows how to handle negative social media. It is imperative that the retail organization knows what is being said about them on social platforms. But you also need to see the point of view of the customer before you can react. And as we said, remove the post or negative feedback from the spotlight. Do not remove it, do not delete it, but try to remove it from the spotlight, remove it from the focus of the customers. In this book, Retail Selling Skills, we have talked about what is selling, the concept of selling. We have talked about what are the qualities required in an efficient salesperson. We have also talked about various stages or steps of the selling process. We talked about handling objections. We spoke about different types of objections that customers can raise, whether it is related to price or the product or the company or even the delivery date. We spoke about handling these objections and negotiating with your customer on various fronts. We also spoke about how to manage a sales force, what is the role of a sales manager, and in the end, we discussed online retail selling and how a salesperson of today should be aware of the various platforms, social platforms, where the retailer might be selling his product. Thank you.